Now, the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg has set the stage for Mr. Allison's wedding to Esther Miller, but only at the greatest risk to her own conscience. For while it was one thing to bring a minister up to Lastonbury to try to rush Allison into a marriage with Esther Miller, it was another thing for Molly to conceal from Allison the fact that his daughter Leah is very ill. Molly wants nothing to stop the marriage, and Dr. Cater agrees with her.
Reverly, Ned? What do you have to look, dear? What is there to look, my black curtain? I'm hanging in the upstairs closet in the hall. Well, then look carefully, please, and also listen, dearie. Bring me my pocketbook, my cantaloupe pocketbook, my new one, you hear? And my handkerchief, and my fancy pin. I look in the pocketbook, keep my fancy pin. I think it's in the pocketbook. You got everything?
Yeah.
Oh, give me, help me, dear. Help me slip out so I can slip in.
All right, Mom.
And help me, dear.
Be careful. Take it off.
That she said that I'll tell later. That I'm decided on. So don't question me the question. Because nothing can be done to help Leah now anyway at the moment. Help me, don't stand. And you see how I'm trying to zip. Don't stand.
All right. Change the zippers now. I need zippers when
I'm in the hurry. Hooks and eyes wasn't good enough. Now, everybody would have been with it. No?
Oh, I'm trying, Ma.
It's tight?
Uh-huh.
So wait, I'll hold myself in, no? Got it? Not the better finger.
All right,
so,
Ma.
Got it? There.
But, Ma, Mr. Allison thinks that Leah doesn't want him to get married. He'll never forgive himself for speaking the way he did to Ed on the phone.
He'll forgive himself. He'll put him in the button here.
Got it? Turn around,
Make
Ma.
A bow. Make a nice, neatly bow.
All right.
Got it? There's my fancy pin.
Huh?
Didn't you hide me say my fancy pin? You didn't hide me say my fancy pin?
You said my fancy pin was from my collar.
You didn't give me my pocketbook.
Yes.
Just because I'm in a hurry now. Got to fix out the fancy pin. All right, here. Stitch it.
Wait.
Got it?
Yeah.
No, all right. Did you take this now?
It is.
Thank you. Where's Papa?
That's I took him to the Reverend.
Oh.
Poor Leah. But, Mama, darling, what's your reason? Why don't you want to tell Mr. Allison?
Because I think Mr. Allison needs Miss Miller more now than ever. That's why I have mine here. Put in a hairpin here.
All right, Mom.
All right.
Ma, why don't you want to tell Mr. Allison?
Rosalie, dear, you're too young to understand, please. You're too young to understand what life means, Rosalie. You'll learn someday. What would Papa be without me? And what would I be without Papa, huh? You'll learn someday. My girl looks all right?
Uh-huh.
Jerry?
Jerry. Molly, tell Allison. Tell him the truth.
Jerry, please, let me get my head together.
You don't need your head. Tell him his daughter Lee is sick, very sick. And that's why she didn't come to the phone.
Jerry, let me wait for Dr. Cater.
It'll be too late.
What will be too late?
He can wait soon to the Reverend. Before he gets married, he should know the truth, Molly.
I'm asking you to wait, please, for Dr. Cater.
Wait, Pa.
Why? Why? That's what I'm asking you. Why? I'm not Mrs. Dr. Cater's patient. I have no complexes. I am a plain, normal human being that can think for himself. And I say, tell Allison the truth.
All right, Rosalie. Maybe Papa's right. Maybe Papa's right. Why should Miss Allison think his daughter Leah don't want him to get married, and that's why she didn't come to the phone when the truth is different?
She's paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
She has a stroke. Shouldn't her father know that? Can I even witness a wedding ceremony under such circumstances? He has nothing but anger and hate in his heart for Leah.
All right. Please.
I told you when you started your maneuvering. I don't.
Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes, Reverend.
You know my time is valuable. We're awaiting your instructions. I have to leave shortly, if you please.
Yes, Reverend. I'll see you in a second.
Thank you.
They have to get their license first. Tell us a joke, no?
Of course they do.
The life.
I want Allison to know the truth before anything is done.
Princess Nevada, please, for Sylvia, Greg, dear. Let me tell her.
Michelson is not with Sylvia.
Excuse me. You'll have to take your car. Your car will hold all constraints. You have to go down to the Justice of Peace for a license. I don't know why all these details were not attended.
Yes, I'll be right there, Reverend.
Thank you.
Walters, go outside on the lawn and tell Mr. Ellison Mama won't protect him.
I don't want to tell him, Pa.
Why not? Because your mother wishes you not to, eh? Are you an apple of your mother's tree, eh?
Please.
Don't get me, Rosie. I shall go and tell Ellison your mother wishes to sit there.
Papa, darling, wouldn't it be better if...
No, it wouldn't be.
You don't even know what I was going to say.
Don't say it.
I want to say it, Pa.
You're too young to say anything pertaining to this matter.
Why am I, Pa? If Mr. Allison goes back now with Leah sick and Sylvia the way she is, he'll be more alone than ever. Now is the time when he needs somebody. When do a man and woman need each other most? When you have trouble? Could you imagine yourself alone without anybody to turn to when you have your trouble? So who will Mr. Allison have? Nobody.
Did I say he should have nobody?
But if you tell him now, he'll be so upset he'll take the first train out and he won't get married. But if you tell him after he gets married, it won't make much difference in time, but it'll help somebody. Can't you see, Pa? Can't you see what Mama means?
Molly number two.
Listen, I'm very sorry, folks. I didn't come up here to enjoy the climate or to sit under the spreading chestnut tree. My time is valuable. I've done a lot of stuff in presents for Luke Shields. Everything is on time. The world's weddings, the reception, the departure for the honeymoon. If my plans are upset, no one can tell what will happen. If you please, Mrs. Goldberg.
All right, let's go. I only hope Mr. Allison will forgive us.
Get my hat.
Why do you need a hat?
I can't go like this to the justice.
Bring me down my vest.
Sylvia?
So, you call the reverend behind my back. You want my father married just to spite me.
To whom are you speaking to, my dear young woman?
I'm speaking to all of you. To all of you mean, hypocritical people who pretend to be my friends. You don't care whether I'm happy or what becomes of me. All you want to do is to steal everything you can out of my life and leave me alone with nothing. You're trying to avenge yourself on me because you can't run my life. But you won't succeed. I'll stop it. I'll stop all of you.
Since when are you the victim, Sylvia?
Papa, darling.
You. You can talk. You who nearly ruined my son's life.
You think it's selfish. You're interfering. You tried to live for him and you tried to live for me. And now you're trying to lift my father, but you're wrong.
Sylvia, don't look so hurt and injured, Mr. Goldberg. That's sheer hypocrisy.
Sylvia.
And you're getting sad. You brought me here. You want me to be here so you could get back at me for all the things you think I did for you.
Yes, you did.
You brought me. You and all the rest of them. You and all your pious remorse and innocent faces.
What's holding up to the scenes now, Mrs. Goldberg?
I am.
Well, you better hurry because you can't wait for long.
You'll wait forever, whoever you are, because there isn't going to be a marriage.
I beg your pardon.
Reverend Goldberg, I'm Mr. Allison's daughter, and I say there isn't going to be a marriage. My father doesn't want to get married, and these people are trying to drive him into it.
Mrs. Goldberg.
Reverend Goldie, she's not responsible.
Oh, I'm crazy.
My dear young lady.
I'm wrong behind walls, you see. Go off. You've tried to make me think I'm crazy all along. But I'm not. And you can go back to where you came from. There's not going to be a marriage. There won't be any, you hear? No, no, it's nothing.
In all my experience as a performer of marriage, my dear Mrs.
It's
Goldberg.
It's a plan to ruin my father. They want to avenge themselves on me.
But my dear young lady.
But you are. I won't listen to you or anyone. Not Dr. Kane, even. Not Dr. Kane, even. Not Dr. Kane, even. To no one. There's not going to be a marriage. I won't be left alone. I won't go home.
This is extraordinary. This is amazing.
I never heard of such a thing in my life before.
All right, Levin, please. Please come out, Doris.
But at this most violent point in Sylvia's life, the tragedy down in South Carolina enters. And Allison's future and Sylvia's comes under the capable hands of Dr. Cater. How will he accomplish it?